Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's a Josh.
Hello.
Tom and Nick episode.
We're here.
We made it. United States government should invade Los Angeles County. They should destroy the Dodgers. Leave no trace of them left.
Yeah, no, this is like a Manhattan Project level situation.
This is a threat to the safety of Americans at this point. The Dodgers are a threat.
And, you know, actually, I probably shouldn't start comparing Los Angeles to, you know, World War II Japan for obvious reasons. Japan specifically.
All right.
Yeah, I think something needs to be done. A global superpower needs to stand up to the lunacy of what's happening.
I had like read up on like deferred contracts a little bit to just kind of have an understanding, the thing that happened that I no one's surprised that they did this, but they traded and they got Glasnow. They sent Ryan Pepiot and Johnny DeLuca, which the last one sounds like, this last one sounds like a credit guy name.
We used to always laugh at that.
Johnny DeLuca.
Yeah, in like MLB The Show, we would laugh at that when I'd be playing in the majors and be like, Johnny DeLuca.
That sounds like in Goodfellas when in Ray Liotta's naming all the characters at the restaurant. He's like, this is Nicky the Wop or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, Johnny DeLuca. It feels like that's what that character should be. Johnny DeLuca, Mikey Eyes, something like that. The Rays get those two guys. They get $21 million off the books. They are sending $4 million to the Dodgers as part of the trade.
Now, that's also contingent, though, upon him signing an extension, that trade, right?
The Dodgers are negotiating an extension with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So it seems like they're pulling what the Reds did with Sonny Gray, which is trade for their guy or sign their guy, whatever, and extend your guy, blah, blah, blah. Congrats. So, huzzah.
Man. So what is the rotation going to look like now, assuming they don't get Yamamoto, which is unlikely at this
point. In L.A.?
Yeah.
Nick, help me with this, because I don't know.
They'll get Yamamoto, Josh. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. So Yamamoto, I meant to tweet this.
They'll get Yoshi. Don't worry.
They're getting him. I meant to tweet this, but the Phillies were meeting with Yamamoto to give their pitch. And I'm just imagining their pitch. Like, listen, everyone here is sick with something, pasty, ugly, fat. The stadium is raucous, not as large as L.A., no storied history, a history of losing. We were the first baseball franchise to lose 10,000 games in its history. But I tell you what we got on Dodgers fans. We're way more racist than them. All right. We got that. We got a fervor that burns in us.
Here's the thing, Yoshi. Would you like to be in LA, widely accepted, but just kind of fitting in with the crowd of everyone else who's come before you? Or would you rather be the first guy to come to Philly and be one of the good ones?
Don't you want to be challenged?
Yeah.
Don't you? And no one challenges you better than drunk Philly fans calling you slurs, calling you a. No one's ever going. There's
okay.
My chunky.
Okay, yeah,
there's
a chunky.
Chunky.
That's a chunky.
Okay. I need to get mine for the month. No one's going to challenge you more. No one's going to challenge you more than an entire city that can barely read. We didn't build a monument to Joe Louis, one of the greatest boxers ever because he was black, but we built a monument to fucking Rocky. Come to Phil. Where you going? Where you going, Yoshi? He's totally signing with the Dodgers.
Don't leave me, Yoshi.
Were we delusional to ever think we had a shot? I think we were.
Bro, we should just trade fucking Newt to the Dodgers at this point. Fucking see what they'll give us.
Like, oh yeah, as punishment. What's your fucking point? Like, what's your use, Newt?
You didn't do anything.
I hit like 270. I had an 800. No, not that. We don't care about that. We want a Yoshi. We want a Shohei. Mm. Where do they all go? Dodgers, Lars.
I agree.
God damn,
move
dude.
Him out.
Where the fuck were you, dude?
I was feigning interest in Lars Nootbaar. I wasn't talking shit on him for weeks because I thought he was getting us Yamamoto.
Yep, we were.
And his bitch ass, all he wanted to do was go golfing and then have their fucking moms chit chat on the phone while not getting him to this damn team. What use are you?
You went golfing with him.
Yeah.
Went to Japan. You hung out with him in the States. I mean, come on, Lars.
Well.
Yeah.
What can you do?
What can you do? When it comes to, to bring up deferred money, this is, unprecedented, I guess would be the term. The largest deferred contract in the history of baseball was Scherzer's that he signed with the Nets, where he deferred half of a $210 million deal. Prior to that, the first deferment I remember reading on was Bruce Sutter, when Ted Turner gave him a big ass deferment and got voted to be censured by National League club owners who thought this was going to break baseball, because at the time they couldn't. The concern was, where will baseball be 20 years from now, 10 years now, 30 years from now? Because who's going to pay that money if Ted Turner ain't around, right?
It's a slippery slope, I tell you that.
So,
can I bitch for a minute about the deferred money? And I don't even have an issue with the Dodgers doing it, because any team can do it.
Yeah, any team could do it.
I have an issue with, those like dumb, just like Facebook groups that are like Cardinals Nation 24/7 or like whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if that might be an actual one. So fuck you guys.
That is one Cardinals
24/7. We're coming for you.
We're going to kill you.
But they're like, the Cardinals could have signed Yamamoto. Fuck.
Shohei.
Yes, they could have gotten Shohei. Had they been willing to defer. And the thing is, this team is not scared of deferred money. We're paying such and such $3.5 million this season for they're using these like very small potato examples of like,
yeah
we're still paying Matt Holiday $1 million a year.
Are we?
Holiday? I don't even know until I looked.
I don't even know if that's true. Just what I was
really
thinking. It is. We're paying Holiday for another like 6 or 7 years or something like that.
Good for him.
Wayno for like 10?
He gets $1.5 million a year until 2029. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, like, which is cool. I mean, but there's a big difference between throwing $1 million or $2 million around,
at
68. A guy, and then literally $68 million. Like, for fuck's sake, you should at least be making half of what your, AAV should be.
Yeah, Wayno's going to get $1 million from 24 to 20, yeah, 33. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Tom Verducci described it as like you get a Ferrari, but you don't have to start making payments on it until 10 years down the road.
0% APR for 72 months.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, he took no interest on it, and like Bobby Bonilla took interest. Didn't start getting his deferments until 11 years, I think, after his retirement is what he wanted. And that money that he had accrued 8% interest on it. And so that's why the Mets pay out way more, LOL Mets, than the actual valuation of it. In terms of Shohei just wants a competitive team. According to reports that are coming out, he was motivated, or not motivated, I guess, enticed by the Dodgers, who think that their last 10 years has been a failure because they've only captured one ring. So he sees them as like a very hungry organization that wants to win. And I mean, he's right. I mean, fuck the Dodgers. We should go to war with them. Okay. But, and I said this either last week or the week before, but I mean, they're probably the best organization in MLB.
Yeah,
In terms of reputation, how they're run, how they treat players.
my bold take is that they will never win a championship.
Oh, but in the Shohei years?
No, they will not win a championship.
That seems
That's
like
bold as fuck. It
that
is
is
bold.
bold. Well, man, I almost want to say the same thing. I think they're going to maybe get two at most, one. I think they're probably going to get one.
I mean, unless there's like a new plague and we end up playing like 60 game seasons again or some shit.
No, yeah, no.
I
Amended
just.
seasons.
First of all, I don't. I've never been super high on Glass now. I get he's a stud, but again, glass fucking arm. Walker Buehler, glass fucking arm. Shohei not gonna pitch next season. Hopefully, he recovers from Tommy John surgery and is the same pitcher, but that's a gamble. I mean, yeah, you have an amazing offense, and that can only get, and that will get you so far. But at the same time, it's the Dodgers and. Seems like historically teams that shell out that kind of fucking money and they go all in for it, it blows up in their face a lot more than it
I
would have
think you're
worked out
suffering for
perfectly.
some recency bias from a certain four clubs that, or three clubs that shit their pants this past season when it comes to payroll.
It's possible.
I don't, I mean, you know, I kind of see the Dodgers as kind of like a postseason curse, is what it is. Like they just get there and then, you know, someone brought up one of the panelists because I was just kind of just. Keeping it on the background, brought up that the greatest deterrency to or deterrent to teams that blow this amount of money for all this talent and buy up all this talent is the MLB postseason, which I mean, you know, it's true to a degree, but I mean, when you are able to do spend all that money, you know, yeah, I mean, not everyone's going to be the 20, 23 Mets and Padres and Yankees on this one. What you do is you buy like a higher probability, honestly, to getting to the postseason. And the Dodgers, I think, you know, going to win 115 games a year, and then they're going to fucking lose in the first round to, I don't know, the fucking Nats or the Phillies. The Phillies are going to be trained to take them on every single October is probably like the reality I see it as. But like, Padres just sold out. The Giants can't seem to land anyone because apparently they're, according to Rowdy Tellez, San Francisco is a murder haven.
Wait, Rowdy
That's
Tellez
just
said that?
Rowdy Tellez signed with the Pirates and he had went on with an interview. I only saw the clip of it, but he says that San Francisco's like gone down to shitter for the last 10, 15 years. And honestly, I'm probably gonna bet he's full of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone's like just Fox News brain because
It's a
what they
beautiful
see,
fucking city. Like,
what
I've
people
never been
see,
there, so I can't really say anything.
what people see is, you know, I can't remember what law it is, but it's like how like petty crime is not going to be like followed, like not, I wouldn't say followed up, but like it's, you've seen like the videos of people just stealing shit out of CVS's and Walgreens and stuff like that. And they're like, this isn't, and they pick San Francisco as fucking Pelosi's backyard. It's an
Yeah.
easy target for all these conservative hogs.
Mayor Carsetti.
But like, you know, if you look at like violent crime in general amongst all Major League Baseball cities, San Francisco's like bottom 10. Like,
Yeah.
there's way more dangerous cities in a lot more red states than like San Francisco belong.
Also, stealing from a CVS is fucking cool.
It's based. It's super
Yeah.
cool. Yeah, steal. See, steal from giant mega companies. Fuck them.
I mean, honestly, every time I've ever gotten Plan B, I stole that shit, you know, just right off the
Hell
shelf,
yeah, dude.
put that shit in my dick.
That's why.
Got
That
my,
shit.
I got, I put my
For
musk,
later that night, we were letting it
I
gestate.
put my, I put my musk all over it, let that shit
Musk.
ruminate.
Why did you say this?
All right. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, he's saying that. I just think he's Fox News brain. I mean, he was in Milwaukee, which is like in terms of like violent crimes per million people, like as a higher rate than San Francisco.
Yeah, also Milwaukee, like you can't step on the street without being hit by a drunk driver. So like, you know, fucking Wisconsin. You can get like five DUIs there and keep your license. It doesn't matter. It's not a real state.
Well, I mean, in
Fuck you, Charlie
Wisconsin,
Baron.
at least they keep tabs on that. In St. Louis, they just never find who does that, is
Yeah.
what it is. So they have responsible drunk drivers, which is, guys, we make a lot of jokes about drunk driving on this podcast. What we really want to say is be a responsible drunk driver and always wait at the scene of the crash. That's all. Be proud of
Yeah.
your work. Be
Like,
proud of
you
your
know, if
work.
you're a drunk driver and you have like a Tesla with autopilot, take the autopilot off. You're better off just driving yourself home. Responsible.
Like, so back to the Dodgers here. Like, the Giants can't find a dance partner. They just can't find anyone to take their money. And they want people to take their money. They're a big market, huge market.
Well, they signed that guy from Korea, didn't they?
Yeah, they picked up let me look him up. He's a good hitter, KBU Giant signing. They gave him almost 20 million a year. I think it was 6 years, 113
Yeah.
million.
Pretty rich contract for an unproven, you know,
For
bat,
someone
but
out of the
yeah.
Korean League on that
But
one.
guys like Shohei are just gonna prove that, you know, you can
Jung-Hoo Lee.
obviously that's Japan from Korea, so not a same, you know, a false
Typically,
equivalency on my end, but you know.
I'm not sure how like hitters fare. I mean, the one that comes to mind is like Ichiro and Hideki Matsui, but I know like pitchers tend to fare pretty well over here. I think just I compare to like how they pitch over there in
They throw
America
that
pro champ.
Eastern funk.
Oh, all right, yes. but like I'm not quite sure like how hitters perform. Lee has never had a season below 800 OPS in the KBO. He consistently hits over 300. He's shown some power. I mean, he just seems like a honestly, he just seems like a pretty adept contact hitter. He's probably gonna be like a guy who posts like a 778-20
Yeah.
OPS.
I mean,
Yeah.
he's 25 too, so, you
Still
know.
young. Got him while they're young.
Still young. Room for
Hoo-ah!
improvement.
But like Giant Padres are selling off. Giants can't find anyone for the most part. Diamondbacks are on the rise with their young core, but I mean they're gonna fuck that up, honestly. And the Rockies are dead. They're gonna move to Nashville. So I think like if anything, I don't even think the Dodgers were scared by it, guys. Like when the Padres decided they were going to spend money for 3 years, because they Padres only went to the postseason one out of three times. The Dodgers aren't scared of anyone. Like they have a system. It works.
Yeah.
It's a consistent one. They have talent that comes up. Like Hepio was a fucking third rounder and he's going to be a monster with the Rays. And Johnny DeLuca was a
DeLuca.
20 DeLuca was a 25th rounder and he's posting like 900 OPS and 25 bomb seasons in the minors. I envy them. I think that's why people fucking hate them so bad.
Yeah. Well, I think give credit to the Dodgers because it is the antithesis of what our organization does, is we make a team to play to win the division, whereas the Dodgers make a team for October. They know that they've got the division in the bag, most likely, or at least you know, the first wild card spot. So, you know, they don't have to, you know, be chicken shit about it. They don't have to be like, oh well, you know, we're gonna sell our tickets, and then, you know, if we do well in the playoffs, we do well. Anything can happen in October. They're hedging their bets. Like, good
Yeah.
for them. I mean, as much as I fucking hate it, good for
Also,
them.
I didn't know how I felt about it. I know the MLBPA, I think, is pretty good with like okay with deferred money. So like the Dodgers are able to defer that amount because there's a clause in the collective bargaining agreement that says you can defer however much you fucking want. And like I was thinking, the only people that are going to be pissed off by that are not going to be players because they're going to get money. And they if and obviously, you negotiate how you negotiate with it, but like if you're deferring money for like 10 years after you retire, that's a consistent million something bucks. Or in Shohei's case, a small Midwestern town they're giving him like to like every year for 10 years. Like, I don't think, the players are going to be on board with like just cutting deferments out on that one. Like, that is money. And if it's, maybe it's not more now, but if it's the same money and it's just spread out 10 more years after they've retired, good on them. They take a big ass paycheck for that. It's to me, the people I think that could throw a bitch fit about it are going to be small and mid-size baseball owners. How are we going to compete with this? I own a million Arby's and half of the downtown St. Louis area. How am I going to come up with this money?
But that's dumb. I mean, that not only that part of it's dumb, but it's also dumb because, dude, I mean, if you're willing to spend that kind of money on or close to that kind of money on a player, first of all, if you get a guy like Shohei who wants to win now, you're not only going to be paying them less via inflation because he's not collecting in interest, like what you said, you're also, I mean, effectively, you're skirting the luxury tax, so you're not paying any extra taxes because these people are libertarian idiots who just, don't want to have
Baseball of
money.
it. Yeah, they'll eventually go to a
Yeah,
cryptocurrency.
I mean, it's like if you're willing to spend, $300 million on a player, but he wants to sign with a team for $350 or $400 million for a, mega deal. Fucking defer the money. Who cares? Like, you're gonna get it back, especially in Shohei's situation.
Well, I
Like,
think like if you did that with a shit ton of players, that could be horrible for your team, no doubt. But like if you do it with the right ones, and better yet, like I don't think like the Pirates could like come out. I mean, honestly, maybe they could. I think every team could probably spend a shit ton of money. But like I don't think they could come out sign like five legit stars to like 30 million, let's say 25 million AAV, and then defer 15 of that over the course of X amount of years. You know? I don't think like smaller teams are capable, but they can do that with one or two guys. Teams already defer. We defer money on it.
I mean, I personally think they could just because once
Well, they're
this,
billionaires, right?
yeah,
They're owned by billionaires.
they're billionaires. Once this Bally shit is sorted out and there's finally more TV deals going around with companies that aren't run by drunk riverboat casino captains, yeah, like those deals are only going to get more lucrative. Fuck, don't the Dodgers get like $350 million a season to cover their games? The Pirates should. Could surely probably get $125 million a season.
Yeah, I mean, well, with
Just
MLB revenue sharing, I mean, the Pirates pull in like 60, 70 million, like a lot of those
from
bottom
that.
teams. Yeah, and then you have like TV deals. Like teams pull in with, well, before our these fucking RSNs went under with like a TV deal, like Cardinals were getting a 60 million a year in their TV deal.
I thought it was $100 million they were getting a
No,
year
it
because it was like a.
increased year by year. It's supposed to increase year by year. It went from 60, and I think last year was 81. But it starts like most guys, most teams are between that. They're usually around
Okay.
60 million. And if you're a shitty team like the Pirates, you'll get like 50, 60, or 70 mil in revenue sharing based on that. These teams, all these teams, at the very least, even if they're penny pinching, could sport 125 to $130 million payrolls. So that means like the Pirates could have a fucking team that has like a Jordan Montgomery on it
Yeah.
or a Glasnow. They have like each team could support the payroll of two or th even maybe even three guys making over 20 million, but they choose not to on that one.
Speaking of
And they're
Montgomery,
going to make a big fucking stink about deferred payments, most likely.
has anyone signed Jordan Montgomery yet?
Not yet, but
The heat is on. That's
hold
our
on.
next target.
You and I have been dominating the convo because we're talking
Yeah.
Jewish numbers.
We call them just numbers in my land.
Oh, Josh has been making me eat bagels. I think he's trying to transform me.
Oy vey.
I
Oy
he
vey.
doesn't like my free Palestine
Oh,
talk.
you
Free
really.
good Palestine evil. Ah,
Nick, I promise we'll let you talk in just 1 second, but my dad is
Sounds
on a cruise
fun.
right now, and
Yeah.
he's apparently made friends with an Israeli couple. And
Tell your
good
daddy's
for
a cock.
him. Yeah.
No.
And I'm just like, I was like, so are you hitting him with like from the river to the sea chants, like when you see him?
When you
If
see,
you're on the ocean.
yeah, as you approach the coast.
And yeah, he's just ignoring me right now. I've memed him.
That's why you're
Did
48.
I show you? Yeah, that's why
You.
I'm 48. Mariah's 52. He knows it's true too.
Dipsent, did wait, did you show Nick?
Yeah, Nick, did I send you the edits I made of my father?
No.
Oh, these are
Oh
good.
man, dude.
These are good ones, folks.
Live in exciting
Let
times.
me load these real quick. Okay. That one and that one. Okay. So I'm just going. There's a picture of my dad. He's wearing a bucket hat.
Already great.
He's wearing a Looney
Oh
Tunes
no.
shirt that says "That's all, folks," with all the Looney Tunes characters. He's drinking what seems to be maybe a
Oh
Mai Tai. So I have
no.
edited that there from the beach he was on to the beaches of Normandy. And it says, "Sorry, bitches, you can suck on my Normandy." And then there's another one that I blurred out where he's at the Bay of Pigs and he's going hog wild. So yeah. I sent that to him. I sent it in our family group chat, and only my brother-in-law reacted to it. So I'm not feeling the love this holiday season from my family.
Your family just sucks right now, man.
Yeah,
So,
not to mention my mom's holiday newsletter goes very in depth into details
Poland.
about all colon is mentioned, colorectomy, colostomy bags. She has an entire paragraph that just talks
He
solely
thought he
about
was
my
gonna have to
bowels.
shit in a bag his whole life. He was ready to kill himself.
I probably would
But
have
I
killed.
love my little Josh. That's why he's 60-40.
I would have killed myself. I am 60/40 with my mom. I'm getting the house, bitch. It's
Man, I'm
mine.
not gonna lie. Like, I get that if they had to put you on a bag, I'd be like, you just let me know when you're gonna do it, and just
Yeah.
I'll play
God.
music for you, and I'll
And
go hang out
I'm
at
taking a
Nick's.
trip out to Oregon. I'll see you when I see
I'm
you.
going to Japan to the special forest.
Yeah. I'm
Love
gonna
you,
go find
boys. Yeah,
Shohei.
I'm
All
gonna go find Logan Paul.
right. Nick, what is your thoughts?
Jesus Christ, on what?
I just like
I let you guys do your cooking, you
the
know,
holiday
your
season.
we cooked you up. Now we just need you to add that little
Nick,
spice.
have you finished your Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
Well, for you guys,
Oh, we're more
I
important
got my
than you.
dad, I got Adkins still, my uncle, one of them, and then Emma's parents.
Nick bought
That's
everyone
it.
a
Ooh.
38 snub nose revolver that
Nick has met the parents.
he's
I
met the
want how
parents.
long time ago I did, yeah. Okay. Oh,
Oh,
oy vey.
how were you introduced?
Oy vey.
This is my grease boy. He's
And yeah.
Catholic.
But no, go Dodgers. You know why? Because these fucking teams and these owners and these hobos and these GMs could all do the same shit. They can't,
I haven't heard
they.
hobo said in so long. I'm a
Po,
hobo from Hoboken.
hobo, P-O-B-O.
Pobos.
Oh, hobos.
You think I said hobo or homo? What did you think I said there?
Hobo.
We thought you
H
called,
O
yeah, we
M
thought when you were cooking, you were calling all these teams homes.
O.
No, it works.
No. Yeah.
There's a P there, man.
Oh,
Look,
God.
they could all do the same shit the Dodgers are doing. They just won't because they're pussy.
Yeah, and John Mozeliak's walking away with his bundle on his shoulder.
He's catching a
Yeah.
train.
I want to staple his nutsack to his fucking chin, dude. That's all I want to do.
Oh, he hates him
Oh,
so
I
much.
do. I like look.
Look what?
When he threw when he said three starting pitchers, I didn't fucking envision Kyle
Oh,
Gibson and
God,
Lance Lynn
yeah.
being goddamn two of them.
Well, I mean, his math isn't great. He said we had six starting pitchers last
Last
year,
year.
so.
Oh, I want to comment on that one because I've been seeing discourse on this. I don't, it's cool that he signed Lynn and Gibson to eat innings. That's great. I'm so happy. Everyone's
Great.
excited for that.
Awesome. They're both
I'm
going to have
really concerned
four plus ERAs.
on the quality of those innings they provide. Can we be concerned about that? I think we could have done better. Maybe the going rate for Lynn and Gibson ain't too bad. Jack Flaherty just signed for $14 million, 1 year deal with the Tigers. So I guess we didn't pay over market price for Lynn and Gibson, but like, fuck it, we'll see. I mean,
Yeah.
at the end of the day, Mo doesn't control how much money he gets to spend. I know he's got to operate with what the DeWitts want. But I just, yeah, I don't. Okay, like I'm happy we got Bulldogs to eat innings. I can't wait for him to pitch six innings and give up six runs. That's gonna be fucking great.
Don't you wonder if Mookie Luck
Yay.
has like any pull though? He calls Bill up on the phone. He's like, dude,
25 more million, dude.
we have a serious chance of being able to sign a generational talent in, Yamamoto, or go after, get some added like number two level starting pitchers and like say an Eduardo, Rodriguez or a Jordan, bring Jordan Montgomery back.
Yeah.
Like this is probably like this is this will really help the
I
club immensely.
100% guarantee those conversations do happen. Yeah.
Like come on, spend a little, live a little, Billy. Come
Jason
on.
Hill over at I think it's Viva Alberto's. He has like a graph of projected opening day payroll, and they're still looks like they're 20 million under than when they were when they started last season. So, who knows? As someone who's been playing a lot of out of the park baseball the past week, I would spend that 20 million before the start of the season. And I like to imagine they would, but it just kind of depends, what they value in that one. I mean, they picked up three starters. So I mean, what are they going to use that 20 mil on next? It feels like, I feel like the Cardinals are saying, we've crossed off the three starters, okay? So stop asking us about this. They picked up some bullpen depth with the O'Neill trade. I they with the Rule 5 draft. I think they're probably going to sign someone for relief help, but who knows at this point with this team.
What about what was that Shota Imanaga, the right back?
Yamaga, I think.
He's posted, I think, and
I mean, he would be an
I haven't heard anything
interesting
about him.
starter depth, or the other reliever that we've
You get
been
him on a
into.
shorter contract. He's 30. And
Yeah.
then
Five-year deal.
I guess in Sasaki, like, weren't they talking about him posting as well? He was going to post late.
No idea.
Let me look
Well,
real
who is
quick.
the
Look,
reliever we were linked to?
Yuki
Relatively.
Matsui and
Yuki
Woosung
Matsui.
Go.
I have not heard any like reports or news from them.
Yeah, I
So
haven't
maybe
either.
we are still in, who knows? Roki
Woosung
Sasaki asked to
Go.
be posted for MLB teams. Yeah, Sasaki asked to be posted, but it says his club his current baseball club is going to likely deny his request. So we probably won't get Sasaki.
I wonder what, this is a
And by we,
we weren't gonna
baseball.
get the Cardinals aren't gonna get him no matter
No,
what,
sorry. By we,
so
I mean like
yeah.
MLB fans. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You think like the I mean the World Baseball Classic, that's definitely like helped a lot of these guys, probably become names we know in the first
To
place.
get more guaranteed offers. Yeah. I
Yeah,
would
I
say so.
mean,
Yeah.
like, because I don't remember a season where this many guys from, overseas were coming over and posting.
So it's interesting you bring that up because as part of like just me researching the Ueno project, I was reading up on Matt Clement. So
Don't remember him.
he was a strikeout pitcher. He was a dog that ate innings.
Is a
Was it the guy
dog.
that looked like Abraham Lincoln?
Yes,
Show
he
me a
was
picture of him.
bro, 2000s goatee, dude.
He pitched for the Cardinals this season, didn't he?
No, he got signed, but he didn't ever make it up. Look at him. This guy looks like he's going to tell us all his favorite Incubus records right here. Look at him.
Whatever tomorrow brings,
I'll
I'll
be
be
there.
there.
No, seriously, he looks like he's been to jail, like a county jail.
Yeah, he looks like if Mark Pryor was also from like a trailer park.
Yeah, Mark Trailer Park, Prior Park Boys, I guess. So Clement was on that staff with the Cubs. He came up with the Padres, Cubs, and then he signed what was considered a pretty big deal with the Red Sox in the mid to late 2000s. It was like 3 years, 24, 25 million. And then he got hurt. He pitched one full season, got hurt. He's best known for taking a line drive off the face from Carl Crawford and only missing one start. And after that, because it's Boston, the Boston press would not fucking leave him alone. They're like, you're not the same pitcher after that. And I guess maybe he wasn't, because he was ass, and then he fucked up his shoulder so bad, he was told he might not ever pitch again.
Like a Chris Young with Albert. He was never the same after Albert nailed him in the fucking
He got
face.
hit a lot. So it wasn't just Carl Crawford. He got hit in the ALDS that he pitched in, and he got hit a year prior. The dude was just a target. So once his contract ends, he misses like a full season and a half. He gets signed with us. And like the year, his last year on the books with the Red Sox, they panic buy, and for good reason. This is 07, and they went out and got Daisuke Matsuzaka that year. And Daisuke, I remember, got a bag. And like part of me thinks that might have been,
Daisuke.
yeah, that might have been the but part of where I guess we're talking about where this begins. I mean, we had Hideki Matsui, but I don't think he had that much guaranteed cash like
He
Daisuke did.
was pretty old too when he came over, wasn't he? Matsui.
Yeah, he was like later 20s. Masazaka got, I think, like 8 years, 50 something million. It was, and people were like, that is a crazy amount of
Was he
money.
bad?
He was good. He was great his first year, good, and then he got hurt, and then he was bad. So they got two pretty good. They got a great year and a really good year out of him. So, and then he blew, I can't remember what ailment came upon him. But then he got
Yeah.
hurt, and then I think he actually finished his career with the Mets. LOL Mets. Fuck the Mets.
Steve Cohen, baby.
Yeah.
Look, he didn't own the team then, did he? Steve Cohen?
No, he's.
Yeah, he's recent.
Yeah, he's doing. He was doing white collar crimes then. But
White
yeah.
crime.
White crimes, yo.
Is Steve Cohen really bait? Like, is Bobby Axelrod in Ballers really based off of Steve Cohen? I
Oh,
thought.
you mean in Billions?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
Yeah, in
that he's
Billions.
based off Steve Cohen.
That blows my mind.
That's funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine that fucking goofy ass character? Like, but it's Steve Cohen as that character.
Yeah. And my stock traders didn't make any trades today because, they never called. They never called to see if I wanted to make an offer on that property. They didn't think about old Steve.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what
Jesus.
you gotta do it, but like offended at
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani for
Exactly.
now. Shohei never called. The
Uncle
fuck? Yeah.
Stevie never got his call.
Uncle Steve never got it.
I could also see him like getting a call from Shohei's agent, be like, "No, I want to talk to him." And he's like,
Put him on the phone
"There's like a, I mean,
and
there's a little bit of a
scream it
language
at him.
barrier." He's like, "I don't care. Put
He's
him on
all,
the
yeah, he's
phone."
all coked up as he signs off on like having another neighborhood gentrified. He's like, put that fuck on the phone
Yeah,
now. I want to talk to him.
we're short in Yonkers.
And then he's like, Shohei, he really is like, nah, man, I think I'm good. I'm
Yeah.
gonna play with my dog. Fuck Steve Cohen.
Dow.
Dog. It's a good
Man.
name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
Nick.
Nick, what do you have to say about that?
Like I said, I like the Glasnow trade. I like that they're going to extend him, but it also kind of pisses me off that they're extending him right away.
Yeah,
I don't
why does
know.
it piss you off? Because it's fresh. We should have had that guy. It should have been
I
us.
still have hope for Dylan Cease.
Maybe that's what
Okay.
Mo's cooking. He trades for C, signs him.
That would be fucking ideal.
Oh, you haven't been on the past few apps. What do you what would you give for Dylan Cease?
Choose carefully.
Out of the park baseball stance here, bud.
The Rays got Pepiot and DeLuca for Margot and Glasnow, which I don't know what Margot's contract is at this point. I don't know if he's still in
It's like one and a
arbitration,
half,
but
2 mil, I think. But keep in mind, a
so
raise
how
is betting
many?
salary is why they made that
Yeah,
trade, though.
yeah.
Though Margot is making like eight. He might be. Let me look that shit up.
Realistically, I'd give up four players for Dylan Cease,
Okay.
and it would be Dylan Carlson and Brendan Donovan headlining it, and then two prospects, two top Two top 10 prospects.
Okay, which prospects would you give him?
Graceffo.
One of the pitchers and a position player.
Okay.
I don't know specifically. I mean, Tink Hentz like would probably be the one that they'd want. And I'm fine with giving him up. I really don't like look, man, we've all had our heart broken too many times. Like Alex Reyes being the most recent one, really. But I
Yeah.
don't give a fuck about prospects anymore. I really don't.
I think with years of control, and Cease could obviously, if we traded for him, he could come here and just, die. But like, he's been healthy his last three seasons. Maybe that means the clock's ticking. But I don't know. He seems like a sure thing, right?
Yeah, I don't want to give up Tink though. I was reading a, I think it was Kareem's write up on him.
I read that too, and like,
I was more encouraged after reading it than I was. I
I
was much more
know.
cynical going in.
And like, I feel this whenever I read any of, and keep in mind, they all know more than me on it. But like, the way I read on it is like, this guy is a can't miss. He's going to be an ace. And I'm like, Tink Hentz is probably not going to be an ace, man. Tink Hentz is probably going to be a three or a four. Like, I feel like there's.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, but like, it that's fine value on it. Like, I don't like Tink Hentz doesn't strike me, as it maybe it's the off season and seasonal depression, but like, we were all like, oh my God, Brandon Donovan, what a resurgence. And we're like, yeah, he's super good. And the more I think about it, I'm like, yeah, Donnie's like expendable and like in a trade that brings back another returning like value of that. Donnie is like
Yeah.
a borderline all-star from time to time. Donnie is a great everyday player in the aspect that he will play and he will give you quality at bats. He'll be like a
He'll
seven.
hustle unlike that ungrateful fucking Tyler O'Neill. Fucking Canadian prick.
Like,
Jesus
do you
Christ.
guys see, like, think about it though. Like,
Huh.
do you see, like, Donnie posting like a 900 OPS season? Do you see him post hitting over 320? Do you see him posting a, and I mean, not bringing in his defense here because he gets a huge bump because he plays numerous defensive positions. Do you see him posting an offensive war of like five or more? Like, be honest. Like, he's going
No.
to be like an above average, a good player for, yeah, six, 7 straight years. He's
I
going to be
mean,
good.
the thing is, though, like the value of a scrappy guy who can play multiple positions, play them well, very well, who will probably hit 270, 280, have a probably an 800 OPS, and then, I mean, obviously. Power's not the name of his game, so I won't even go into that. But, it's like that's valuable. I mean, that's super valuable, especially on a team where you have a lot of like, high upside guys like a Jordan Walker, like a Nolan Gorman. He kind of brings stability to that. Plus, I think he's like, I mean, he is a dog.
He is a dog.
He's a
He
dog.
played with a snap tendon.
They were literally
Dog.
like, you can't play anymore. Your elbow's about to fall off your body. And he's
Yeah.
like, I'll slide one-handed from
I
now
agree. Like, that's valuable, but I
on.
don't think it's invaluable. I think that's like
Yeah.
still movable on it. I guess I'm like coming around to like, if a trade brings in like a Dylan Cease and it requires a Donnie, like, yeah, it's got to be done.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate to see him go, but I'd get it. I
Yeah.
mean, that's how I am.
And I think
But.
like the only prospects, like, if Cease requires like a Tink Hens, yeah, if it requires a Jerpy, I don't know why they'd ask for that. He still needs more development. Then, yeah, you do that as well.
Well, people are doing that
It's
with
all
us.
a gamble, man.
It is all a
Yeah.
gamble. It's all a goddamn gamble.
I mean, they do that with Sajayzy, where they're like, oh, we don't want to give up Sajayzy. It's like, dude, he's only been in the system for half a season. He had a great second half of the year. He seemed
Tearing
like he's
shit
going to
up.
be a great hitter.
Yeah.
But then again, he was at, what, double A? Did he even get promoted to triple A
He
last
got
year?
promoted triple at the end
Okay.
of the year.
Did he continue to hit? I can't
I think
remember.
he.
I think he was average. I mean, he
Yeah.
kind of came back down to earth, but he was still solid. I mean, I just think the, I mean, It seems like a lot of people are so willing to trade Donovan, but then they don't want to let go of guys like that, and that blows my mind.
So Jay-Z actually hit two. Yeah, he only got like 63 plate appearances in AAA, but he
Okay.
only hit
Yeah,
like.
you know what? I'm not attached to him either, you know?
No, yeah, I see him as
Hey.
valuable. He's valuable for both. He's valuable as a trade piece. He's valuable as an organizational piece. Because like, if that's a guy who's just depth at this point, what a fucking deal, right? But if another
Yeah.
team's like, we value that guy a lot, you know, and we're like, oh, well, you have, you know, a fucking number three on your team that would make our guy our team better. Let's fucking work something out.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but and you know, I don't look at someone like Sujay-Z or like honestly, like any of our prospects so far as someone that I think are as guys that get thrown into like a mega blockbuster trade. Like, and I mean like for, you know, I maybe not a Glasnow, but someone that would bring over like a Soto, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's the seasonal depression talking on it, but
Yeah.
I just kind of see him as I just see pretty much all our prospects on it as, while valuable to us, and they should come with a pretty heavy price, don't get me wrong, but I mean they're all expendable.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think that includes Mason Wynn. As much as I like the guy,
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Wynn definitely.
if Wynn lands you a stud, you got to take that
Yeah,
deal.
you gotta take it.
I'm really devoted to Jordan Walker, though, being our centerpiece for the next 15 years.
Yeah,
So,
Walker's probably the guy who's immovable. I
yeah,
mean, the
I'd
fact he
agree
put
with
an
that.
800 OPS while they were like, yeah, we're gonna fucking, yeah, you're a right fielder, psych. No, dude. Hey, learn this position. If I, it's hard for me to imagine that this is his ceiling, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you take that, you 100% take that gamble.
Well, I mean, the only thing working against him is like, okay, now you have a whole season's worth of film against you, so guys are gonna know how to go after you a little bit better. You just hope that he takes that big next step to where he overrides any of that, you
I
know,
think he
extra.
will. I mean,
He should.
yeah.
Yeah, he's so young.
He's incredibly bright. Like he's like very few, I guess, like prospects are, you know, can't miss or bona fide. Like this guy's gonna be a perennial all-star. And a lot of people treat their prospect as that. Like, I don't think Mason Wynn's that guy. I think he's gonna be a serviceable shortstop, which is great. Good to have.
Yeah.
Like we all got real hard, big hard dicks for Tommy Edman when he came up. And hit like 12 bombs and hit over 390 games, and then he became fairly average hitter.
Yeah.
But I think Jordan Walker, I mean, he's that guy. He's that motherfucker.
I will say, at the end of the day, I can't think of a player that I would trade Mason Wynn for, to be honest.
Like straight up 1v1, is that what you mean?
Well, no, just like packaging him with
I
like
mean,
another play.
they
I,
got
you
you
know,
Dylan
yeah,
Cease.
1v1. Like, no, I don't think, no. Mason Wynn is, I think, has a higher ceiling, not only because he's a position player, but because, you know, he is the number one prospect
He
on the
does
Cardinals
have,
right now. You
yeah, when
know,
I think ceiling,
I
I think
would trade him.
roster.
I can't think of a player that I would trade him for, you know, unless like it was
They're, unless they're an established like star, right?
yeah,
With a bunch of
like
other caveats, you know.
hypothetically, if like Juan Soto had been extended by the Nationals and they're like, fuck this, a couple years down the line, and Mason Wynn was like, you know, good and stuff, you know, that'd probably be it. You know, a Juan Soto type player, like a generational talent, because Wynn hasn't proved he's a generational talent yet.
No, and like I don't think he is. Like I th and again
We don't know yet, though, you know? I
I
mean,
guess yeah,
he
but
hit really, really good in minor leagues,
yeah,
dude. I
and
mean, really good.
yeah, and
So it's
like
just like, I don't know.
yeah, like I my concern is that people, God, it's like how do you have like grounded like a grounded nuance like perspective on like what a guy's gonna be without like putting such expectations on them that they're like unfair. but also not coming off as like a sour cunt. Like, because it's easy to be like, oh yeah, he won't be next fucking, what's a better example? I was gonna say Ozzie Smith, but I mean,
Andrelton Simmons.
no, I was
Yeah.
thinking like a shortstop.
No,
Sorry, he's
that's
not gonna be the
terrible.
next Troy Tulowitzki.
Frankie Lindor.
Yeah, or Frank next Frankie Lindor. But like, I kind of just see like, from what I've read, and like the thing I get concerned about is people like, dude, he's gonna come up and tear shit up. I'm like, he's gonna be like an elite defender. He's probably gonna win a gold glove. He's gonna be awesome on that one.
Great, his glove does need, that's part of his game that needs the most work, really.
It is.
Yeah.
He's got range in his arm, and like
Which.
when you play a position like shortstop, especially center field, which you can have a mediocre glove but still be an elite defender, because it all just comes down to like how many balls can you get to,
Yeah.
and his arm is so electric. Not only is it like, oh, you took a hit away, now it's all of a sudden like, or not a hit. Let's think of it like you took an RBI away, a runner on second. And he stops a ball from going up the middle, so he stops a run. But now all of a sudden, with his arm, it's like, oh, and you got a guy out? Let's fucking go,
Yeah.
you know? But like, I guess what I'm saying is, I'm just concerned people are like seeing him as like a savior for it, and I just see him as like a piece of like a broader team of a young core brought up that's gonna hopefully rebound and get this team shit together, is what it is, I guess.
Question, do you trade Mason Wynn, say the Mariners want a shortstop? Do you trade Mason Wynn straight up for like a Logan Gilbert?
Probably not straight up.
No. George
If I'm the
Kirby.
Mariners, I'm not doing a straight up trade for him. I'm going to try and
Yeah,
get
but
more.
the say that's the ask of the Mariners. I'm making that trade.
Like Brian Wu or Gilbert?
George Kirby
George
or
Kirby?
I mean George
Mason
Kirby's who we
Wynn?
want
Those
most.
three, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only player. Yeah, that's okay, yeah. Let's put it that way. For one, I mean George Kirby has the makings of a generational pitcher.
Record, like literally record setting, like control.
Yeah. I mean, hey, obviously, I don't think the Mariners will ever do that
Oh,
because pitching is way too fucking valuable, especially having,
I need to show you this
that kind of depth
because
of these guys.
I remember during, I forgot to even bring this up to you guys. We were talking about Kirby a while back. I was like, oh, I wonder what guy had excellent control that was crazy. And let me show you this majestic fuck, dude.
Sidney Ponce.
No, Carlos Silva, dude. Look at this. Look at this hog. This is a beautiful
Why does that
man.
sound so familiar?
He pitched in. He's a guy. He goes on our guy list.
We need to do another guy episode.
He pitched in the mid to late 2000s, and he didn't strike. He refused to strike anyone out. He never struck out over 100 guys in a season. He never struck out over 90. What he did do that is frightening, fellas, and I do stress frightening. In 2005, he threw 188 and a third innings. Guess how many walks he had?
25.
Nine.
Jesus Christ.
Walked nine fucking guys. Insane to me. He had the best strikeout to walk ratio, not because he punched dudes out. It's because he walked nine fucking guys in a whole season. That is insane to me. Absolute king, man.
I was
Absolute
wondering how
control
many of those
king.
were intentionals, too.
Two.
Two. Okay.
Look at
So really, he walked
this
seven
king, dude.
guys.
Look at this boy.
Come here, boy.
Come here, boy. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say it like
No, you
that.
say it
That's
like
a boy.
Arthur Morgan. Come on,
I
man.
know, I know.
Come
He's
on,
throw out
boy.
there throwing bullets. Dutch, look at this guy. Dutch, come on, he fits in well with us. He eat donuts with us. He'd be like me, old fat Arthur. Easy boy.
Come here, boy.
My boy.
I have a plan. Oh yeah, Nick. Josh has a new
I
character
have a
where he's
goddamn plan.
I've got a goddamn plan. Josh has a character where it's just him as Dutch.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't say it's me. It's just me doing Dutch, but and heightened,
Dutch, why are you making us wear all these goofy little hats and eat all these bagels all of a sudden? Why is Herr Strauss not like you so much?
Because I stole his cream cheese.
Why does Herr Strauss keep talking about how you know you're not going to replace him and how you're the blame for everything bad that's happened to Europe? Come on, Dutch, what are you hiding from us?
Yeah, but also Dutch is like slightly flamboyant in my rendition. He's like, yeah, he's like, I know what I'm doing.
You having us go out and commit? What's this thing you come up with called cryptocurrency, Dutch? I want cold hard money. Easy, cowpoke.
Dutch Bankman Fried.
Dutch Bankman. Yeah, there you go. That's
here's my one. Ugly fucking wife, girlfriend.
Yeah, we shouldn't. Oh, actually, she participated in all those crimes
too,
right?
Yeah, she participated in all that. And like,
yeah.
I mean, she should have been drowned as an infant.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Jesus.
No, yeah. It looks like she's still perpetually drowning every time I see her. So she looks like she's melting. Yeah. That poor lady.
This is going to sound problematic.
They draw him handsome and they draw her true.
Anyone who's listening doesn't know what we're talking about. You just need to look up the court drawing of this woman and it will make all the sense.
Oh my God.
Like, you have to.
The artist and her had a stroke. <That's> what... Oh man. So, any other ball news, baseball news, balling?
Well, yeah, so Dodgers are now the evil empire.
Jackie Flair.
They're just fine.
Ryan tweeted at him. He's like, I hope you get 200Ks, a sub 3 RA, and you eat a lot of pussy.
Oh, you want to talk about the Blues game?
Oh, yeah. Josh and I, for his birthday, we went to a Blues game.
The Blues.
And Josh's birthday was so bad, it got the coach fired.
Mm-hmm.
They fired Craig Berube after the game.
Yeah.
They fired Chief because of you.
You know,
we got drunk. I bit one of my friends who got mad. That was great.
So the Blues lose that game?
Yeah.
They lost 6-4. It got kind of wild in the second because they came out hot. They scored like 3 quick goals. So I'm like, Josh, yeah. I'm like, fuck. We're leading like 4-3 after the second. And then we gave up 3 goals in the third and lost because this team's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I had so much beer that night, thanks to you, Tom.
I know, man. I got you sauced.
You did get me
sauced. We drove everywhere. We drove. Our cars, other people's cars.
What Uber driver was your favorite?
I was so drunk, I forgot. The first guy, I felt nauseous in his car. I didn't like that. It was kind of a little too toasty, and his car had like too much of a, I don't want to say car smell, but
you're
a
fucking pussy, Tom.
Eat shit. You can barely fly on a plane, you little dog. Fucking I'm not even put you in a suitcase. I'm gonna put you in my ass.
I can fly fine on drugs.
Well, Nick, I'm fine when I'm heavily intoxicated, and I wasn't at that time.
Yeah.
The other one was the lady. She was nice.
Yeah, the lady in the Mercedes was cool. Although she's like, "What do you have bad to say about Alton?" And I'm like, "Do you really want to hear? Do you want my mom's Christmas newsletter? You can hear all about it."
Last one we had? It was a bro, wasn't it?
No, it was a girl.
Oh, we scared her. I'm gonna eat you.
But like, I think we were making her laugh.
Really?
But like, she was trying to be quiet up front, but just like, hearing whatever the hell.
Oh my God, these two guys are so fucking hot. Yeah,
they're so hot. You wanna?
Oh my God, they're so fucking.
You wanna? You wanna come in my house? Come in this house we're staying at?
Yeah.
Sleep on the most stiff bed that's ever existed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
It is
Ryan. Jesus, dude.
It is a stiff bed. I appreciate the bed.
You drove us all the way to Connecticut.
I slept mostly fine on it, but like, I understand why you were like, yeah, this bed is super firm.
It's super stiff.
But
we got to take Nick up there. He's got to sleep on it. So that way,
because
this has got to be Ryan's intervention. Is he comes into that room, he's like, what the fuck? And we're all three there. All laying on the bed is like, Ryan, have a seat.
Actually, Ryan from Connecticut just messaged you. Maybe he's coming in.
Yeah. He says,
question for the pod.
Can you explain? Oh, this is the new bit. Can you explain Jordan Kyrou to me in baseball
terms?
He's
fucking Kyrie.
Yeah, I guess.
Kyrou Irvin.
Imagine a world. He's like A-Rod, but not like superstar
No,
talent
bat.
level.
Oh, did he say bait? Oh, I thought he said
Yeah,
basketball.
like kind of A-Rod-ish a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just messing him off. Anything else? It's a good app. Good app.
It was
Talk
good.
defense. Talked about how the Dodgers need to be fucking skewered.
Skewed.
Skewered.
So yeah, hey, while I have you guys here, you still go, you boys both down for going up to St. Louis on the 23rd? Can
I
we
just got out.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Planned on
Beautiful.
it.
Am I cool to message maybe like 2 p.m. that day, somewhere up there, his choice?
Yeah. Let's make him go to lunch with us. Like, Ben, we have a proposition for
Yeah,
you.
we'll buy.
We'll buy.
We're good for it.
We'll buy.
That's what the Patreon money is going towards, actually.
Yeah, that's what your money's
So
going
if
for.
you want us to impress Ben Hockman, you should maybe bump up tiers. Maybe get your friend to join. Maybe open up a steal someone's identity. Have
We'll use
this.
the actually use the patron money to buy the book, and then we'll make a patron special where we read it around a fireplace
Ooh, I like that.
in little sweaters.
It's like a ghost story.
But we're like, we got sweaters that are too tight for us, so we're like, yeah.
And his name was Dun Dun
Albert
Dun
Pujols.
Octavio Dotel.
Bum, bum, bum. Dude, Nick, have you ever seen Detroiters?
So we've talked about this.
We have. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. It's awesome.
Remind us then,
Remind us,
Nikki.
Nick. I had so much
I've seen some
watching
bits
it.
and pieces, but
You
I need
need
to
to
watch
watch
it.
it. It is so fucking funny. It's so good.
Nick, how many hot dogs have you had to eat today?
How many hot dogs have you had to eat today, Nick?
Seven.
Well,
Yeah,
that's
that's your
why you're so.
problem.
Yeah,
You're
it's your problem.
starving.
You're starving. You can say any number. You can be like 14. Like, that's your problem. You're So
starving.
Ryan said something to me along the lines of like, you love this as much as like Tim Robinson likes putting hot dogs in his sketches. I'm like, I only remember like one or like the hot dog outfit and I think you should leave and like the hot dog for lunch thing. And it is hot dog coded into Detroiters, like where he brings out breakfast. He's like, Sam, for you, I got your morning hot dogs. And for my beautiful wife, hot dogs Benedict. And it's the per I'm not gonna lie, it's the perfect food choice. There's something kind of off-putting about hot dogs a
He
little bit.
he's at the doctor's office and they're like, "How many hot dogs have you had to eat this week?" And he's like, or today. He's like, "None." And he's like, "Oh, okay. Well, you had mustard on your shirt." He's like, "Oh, well, I had a hot dog bowl before I came in." He's like, it's like I get like a big bread bowl and then I fill it up with hot dogs. He's like, "So you've made an even more unhealthy version of a hot dog." He's like, I feel like there's
That's
more.
why they get the money. They pick the right food.
There's got to be more. I think you should leave sketches with hot dogs that aren't like the drive-thru where he probably mentions hot
This is like
dogs.
the scene in the movie where we're like, really? It's like a big twist. And it was like,
Yeah.
he's all like Bruce Willis finding out he's dead.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Like, and then we just go rewatch, and it's just hot dog codes everywhere. All right. Let's name off the patrons, okay?
Okay. Let's have Nick do it.
Yeah, put Nick on the spot.
Nick, you do it. You
No.
say their names.
Say their name, Scarpaccini.
Why don't you just give me a list? Like, why don't we have a fucking list that we can just read off every
Because
time? No, it's
we have to show them that we remember each and every
The
one.
joy, the fun is when we try, when we actually name all eight, and then we say, no, wait, I think we missed one. And then we say the same eight, but in a different order.
Then we're counting, but then we're both
Yeah, we
saying
always cap the
we're,
count.
yeah, but we're counting like in different like
And
speeds.
well, the
So,
problem is we don't have that many friends, so we're not used to carrying
yeah.
that amount. Let's go. Let's,
Sure.
What's Nick got? He's trying
Sure,
to, he's pulling up the old
sure.
list, is what he's doing.
He's
That's what
going
he's
to Discord.
pulling up the Discord.
Discord.
So it looks like we got Richie.
Richie.
Richie. Nick. Nick.
Cool.
Gran.
Whoa.
That's three. Tyler.
Come on, Dutch.
James.
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 Is that five?
That's
Yeah,
five,
that's
baby.
five.
Alex.
Yep.
What would we say at a Broadway show if they did a good job? What would we say,
What would
Nick?
we say?
Bravo.
Yes.
Bravo,
One more.
baby. That's
One more,
right.
baby. Come on, bring it home. Bring it home. You're gonna make me come. Bring it home.
Is there anybody in this Discord that's not on the Patreon?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff. There you go.
Jeff.
Mizzou Jeff. Jeff Mizzou.
Mizzou Jeff. Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
Jeff
Yes, sir.
Mizzou.
All right. Well, that was good.
Who are we fucking?
Oh, we gotta give out Crumble Awards.
Ooh, yeah, that's key. Okay, sorry. I need to ponder my crumbles.
Mine is Rowdy Tellez for telling the fucking truth about San Francisco. All right. Those whole
Mine is
Philly motherfuckers, it's a war zone out there with all the chai tea and herbal remedies. All their coffee shops like a bunch of roving gangs.
I think mine is the dark underworld of St. Louis that encapsulates John Mazalok and Armstrong, because those guys are doing some pretty despicable things.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we should commend them for it because the world doesn't run itself. And if anybody's got to do it, I'd like the guy that wore a white shirt with the Cardinals on it that says "Tweet me in St. Louis" back in like 2009.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Real
So,
hero.
yeah.
Nick, who you got?
I have two. First one's Tommy DeVito's agent.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And
Fuck. Connor almost
Shohei
killed me.
O
O'Malley.
and Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. So, because he's
Yes.
up there just saying fucking bunch of bullshit. He's not even telling Shohei what they're saying. There ain't no way. That whole presser was insane, dude. I need a bleep here, but those fucking were asking him the dumbest shit ever. Dude, it was insane. It was insane what they were asking this guy.
That is true. That was
They
crazy.
fucking slapped fucking dick fucking journalists, dude. All
Two
right.
chunky. Got two
Two
chunkies. We got three
chunkies.
chunkies
Throw
in the app. Yeah.
the bleeps in there. It's fine.
We
'Cause
got
that's that that
three for the episode. Man,
yeah.
we were cooking.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. We made you all a hot dog stew. Oh wait, who are we
Like
fucking?
a
Who we?
chunky stew.
A
Yeah.
chunky,
Yeah,
yeah.
a chunky stew. Oh God.
Who are we fucking?
My
Fuck John
God.
Mozeliak, man. I
Yeah,
can't
fuck
help it.
John Mozeliak. Celiac
Fuck Doug
Mozeliak.
Armstrong. Fuck
Fuck
that
Doug
guy.
Armstrong.
Yeah.
And most importantly, folks, fuck you.
Ooh. Spicy.